Big color, bigger savings. It's Sherwin-Williams' biggest super sale. Get 40% off paints and stains October 17th through the 27th with prices starting at $29.39. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Maybe after like the first 24 hours of postpartum where I was just like, fuck, dude, I feel like I failed. Like, I already can't give this kid like the most holistic way of coming out, but like, he's safe, I'm safe, blah, 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 blah. That's so great, but yeah, it made me feel like a failure. And I was like, is this going to reflect I don't know. I just felt like, again, we have these expectations for our first time.
Yeah.
Even though we have no idea what we're walking into.
Welcome to a new episode of Unlearning Motherhood. No, okay. Yeah, that's what I was trying to do. But I'm totally left. I'm so left. Okay, so we're here today with Dominique.
Hey. It's me. Dominique. How this episode is just gonna go. Hi, I'm Dom.
I'm sorry, so unserious. So unserious. Anyways, today we are talking about birth and how it basically can affect how we feel about being a mother, our bodies, bonding with our children, all that kind of stuff. We're both birth workers, and so we've seen a lot of births. I think we both kind of have, like, a conclusive idea of, like, what that answer is, you know what I mean? But, you know, like, it's such an intricate kind of, like, birth, like, it's intricate, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's
easy to go down the rabbit hole.
Yes, yeah. Like, there's so many things, you know what I mean? I feel like, so, for example, for my birth, it wasn't necessarily, like, a negative experience. Mm-hmm. I feel like it wasn't what I wanted. It wasn't what I was expecting, which I feel like it hardly is when it's your first time, right? Yeah,
make these expectations have these dreams about this and the water birth and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And then it's like, it doesn't go that way. And it's like, what the hell?
Yeah. Yes, literally. And so, but I feel like, I don't know, being a mother is kind of like what I was always meant to do, which is, it sounds very cliche, you know what I mean?
No, I get it.
Right?
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, because I feel like before I became a mother, if somebody was like, oh, you're gonna be a mom, I'd be like, ew. Like, no. No, thank you. And not that I didn't want children, I feel like there was a little bit of fear that, like, I maybe couldn't conceive, or even the type of mother that I would be. I just hadn't made it that far down the thought process.
Yeah.
I think I knew secretly that I wanted to have children, but I just wouldn't, like, ever let anybody know that. So when I actually became pregnant, people were like, you're pregnant? I thought you didn't want kids. And I'm like, yeah, I did kind of allude to that, but that isn't necessarily like what I actually wanted, you know?
No kids at the time. But then it's like, when it happens, it happens. It's like, all right, cool, let's do this.
Yeah. I thought that I would be funny. This is hilarious. I thought that I would be married with children by 21, and I was engaged by 21, married by 22, and pregnant. Crazy. But we see how that turned out, so.
I wasn't gonna say it. That's why I had to drift off for a second, because I was like, ah.
Right. Yeah. It's just the idea. It's the idea, right? Yeah.
You had goals.
Did you ever see that for yourself? Like, what age do you think you were going to be married with kids?
You know, it's funny. I've never thought about the married part. I was married and happily divorced now, but I never really saw myself being married. I always saw myself being a mom, though, but not, like, a young, early 20s mom. I always thought, like, after school, after I finish my degree and work for a bit, travel a bit, I know.
What?
Time doesn't fly. Just give me some education. I'll get on a plane. And then, yeah, once I decide to, like, chill out after my career, find my person, get a house, have babies, do all those things. But I've definitely, like, never, like, marriage part, I was really surprised I got married, honestly.
Yeah.
Very surprised. But, you know, I barely have all my eggs in one basket type of girl.
You are.
I am.
You are. You're such a lover girl. You are.
I am. But, you know, I've always seen myself being a mom. I've worked with kids since I was, like, 12 and, you know, legally got my first job at 16 at a nursery and just love babies and just love kids.
Yeah.
Worked in childcare all up until I got married. No, that's a lot. Even then, I got married, moved to San Diego, and then I became a nanny.
Shout out to San Diego.
Shout out San Diego. Whale's vagina. That's German.
What?
You never seen Anchorman?
Oh, yeah, but...
Sorry, okay, yeah. That was Anchorman.
I do love Anchorman.
I some Will Ferrell. Will Ferrell. Yeah. But yeah, no, I ended up being a nanny in San Diego, so I've always just been involved in kids' life. So when I got pregnant, it was a big shocker. I mean, like, was not trying to get pregnant at all. But I fell in love with him instantly. Or him, my son, instantly.
Yeah.
As soon as I found out I was pregnant, it was a scary thing. Like, what the fuck is happening here? But you know, y'all know how to make babies, and that's just
true.
That's what happened.
True. And I think about like MJ, and just like that little dude is so cool. Like,
oh, thanks.
How could he not be in this world? You know what I mean? Like, he was definitely meant to be here.
Yeah. Oh yeah. He made his way through. Because I was like, yeah, this Plan B is gonna work. Okay, this what the Plan B is gonna work.
It did not work.
And it was like, something's, I feel off. This man talking about, oh, you have a glow to you. And my dumb ass is like, oh yeah, you know, I just exfoliated my skin. Yeah, like, come on, this underlayer that I just rubbed off my skin. No, girl.
It was Miguel. It was
pernagonate.
That's hilarious.
Pernagonate.
Did you, like, have any, like, symptoms that, like, made you think you were pregnant? No. Or did you, like, you just didn't know?
When I found out, I think I was about 4 weeks.
So oh, that's
I
so early.
Just found out. Yeah, we that's took a so test early. 2 days later. We took a test negative 2 days later. It was positive.
Huh. So you didn't even have, like, you know what's so crazy? When I found out I was pregnant, I had a crazy weekend.
Mm-hmm.
We were up in the Poconos, drinking, smoking. I was in a hot tub. I was skiing. And what's hilarious is like it was our first night and we were drinking. I got in a hot tub and I immediately felt nauseous and I went to go throw up.
Oh.
And it was actually more than that. I did more than throw up. But I think that was like Sasha's way of being like, bitch, I'm in here. Like,
I can see that. I can see that. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Oh my god, that's such a crazy weekend. And so that was sign number two. Sign number one was when we got to the Poconos, we were getting into our Airbnb. There was two groups of us. The first group, which was the group that I was in, we got there first. The second group was still on their way up. And so we got to the Airbnb and it was so not like the pictures. Like there was ants and like just insects everywhere. The hot tub smelled like literal bleach. Like it was so dirty and dingy, and I was like, this is not what we signed up for. And in the Poconos, like if you're younger than like 21 or if you're younger than 24, really, a lot of the rentals are, like, not available to you because they don't want young people, like, trashing the houses or whatever. So, anyways, I reached out to Airbnb, and they were like, oh, we're so sorry. Like, we'll get you a new rental. And they got us a really nice one that we otherwise would not have been approved for, right? Mm-hmm. So, anyways, as I'm dealing with all that, this is where the story comes back to itself. As I'm dealing with all that, Ian's, like, my ex-husband, is he was just annoying the shit out of me. He was irritating the fuck out of me. And I think he was just being, like, his normal self. And I remember, like, just going off on him, which is also not very normal or typical
subtle
of me.
Foreshadowing.
Yeah, and so then I had went to the bathroom, and I went to go wipe, and I saw some, like, light blood, and I was like, oh, cool, like, just some spotting before my period starts, mm-hmm. right? That was implantation bleeding.
I didn't have any of that.
Yeah.
When I hit around 6 weeks, I started getting the nausea. Like, that was it. Before that, I was like,
well. No, you're fine.
I was like, wow, there's something in there. Mind you, the 2 weeks prior to that, I was at Big Boy Pride in Orlando, Florida.
You said Big Boy?
Big Boy Pride.
What is that?
So, it's Pride, but for, like, big boys, typically black men,
okay,
gay black men,
okay,
that are heavy set, you know,
okay. I was thinking about Big Boy the rapper.
No,
I was like, Big Boy and Pride,
no,
huh?
Girl, no,
I was like, I wouldn't have thought, no, but that's really cool.
Bands, big black
okay,
bands.
Okay,
yeah. So, my friends in Florida were all gay black men, majority of them were gay black men, and so, and you know, I'm very involved in the community in any type of way I can be. And yeah, they were like, "Oh yeah, girl, you been running, you look good, you be, you know, part of your, that's my family."
Yeah.
So we went to Big Boy Pride, but out drinking, brunch, all the things. And so 2 weeks later, I'm over here like, "Damn, I'm taking a pregnancy test. What's happening
Wild.
Here? What's happening here?" And it's like, "Yeah, that's
life comes at you fast,
too damn fast." He's great though. He's great. Uh-oh.
Sorry.
Uh-oh.
My feet were hurting. My legs were hurting.
You were tucked under.
Yeah.
Had them things tucked. But no, energy's great. My mom also confessed to drinking heavily before she found out she was pregnant with me too. And I'm
convinced it happens to more people than okay. we know. Right. Okay. You're great.
Yeah.
You're wonderful. Look at you. Yeah.
Physically, I'm fine.
What'd you say?
I said physically, I'm fine.
On the inside.
On the inside. There's a lot going on.
Same.
Yeah, when I found out I was pregnant, I immediately fell in love with him. And just continued
really?
To just grow.
Even from, like, being pregnant? Like, you... Okay, yeah.
Yeah, as soon as I found out I was pregnant, I was like, yeah, I'm gonna do this.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the back of my mind is like, what if I can't get pregnant again? Because, you know, I'm all about having your options.
Facts.
All about having your options. You don't want a baby. All right. There are options in this world. But no, I decided to proceed forward with being pregnant and staying with my partner at the time because that's the thing that we wanted at the time. And I love being a mom. That has never been something I regretted.
You're a great mom. I also love your parenting style. It's very much like
Girl. Emotional
gangster, thuggish, but also gentle.
Gentle parenting with a side of thug, as I like to
call
it.
That's me too, though, right? I feel like you're a little bit more ruggish, thuggish than I am.
Damn, I would pick that kid up by his ankles.
Yeah, I just don't think I have the strength to do that. But if I could, I probably would. But also, I don't know. Point is, very similar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the reason I work out too, because his ass is getting big as hell. Forearms be like,
I cannot pick up Sasha anymore. Like, I'm just like, girl, like, she's too heavy.
We need to go to the gym together. All right. I'll teach you. He gonna learn you something.
Lord Jesus.
Okay.
You know, so I always had this question in mind for myself of, like, if I was a mom and if it was, like, a life or death situation, like, would I choose my child over myself? Like, if I had to pick, if we both couldn't survive. And I used to, like, be like, I don't know. Like, I don't know if I could actually choose my child over myself. And then once I actually became pregnant, it was kind of like this immediate, like, switch kind of, like, went off where I was like, oh, I would absolutely, like, die for my child. Like, I would kill for my child. What?
That's funny because I had the
crazy
opposite thought.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I told MJ's dad, in the case of an emergency,
choose you.
Me. Yeah. Not that I love MJ any less, but I figure I don't know. Do I want him to raise him by himself? And knowing how he is now, I can imagine my son being with him.
Yeah.
Being happy or being safe. So
that seemed like that was more of an intuitive response than not like a selfish response.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah.
I was like,
I wasn't thinking in the scope of childbirth. I was thinking in the scope of, like, I don't know, a boat accident.
Oh, yeah, no, no. I'm going to save MJ first.
Yeah.
But, like, I was thinking that, like, in case of emergency C-section.
I think I would choose me too, actually, in that kind of situation. Because I didn't know her at the time.
Yeah. And I kind of, like, don't want the kid to grow up the rest of their life being like, oh, yeah, my mom died having me. It's like,
right. That's such a survivor's guilt that they would have to carry with them.
Yeah, and they don't even know you. They've never heard your voice.
That's crazy.
Never hugged
Damn.
You.
Damn.
Yeah, but I know baby passes, and you're going to have the chance to hold and do these things, and if your heart is in the right place later, you can have more kids. It's not going to replace that kid. But you'll know that. I don't know. I just know that at the time I was going to choose me. Now that he's obviously older and I know this kid and I do everything to help set him up for success in the future. Like, oh yeah, definitely pick him over me in every way, in every aspect. But yeah, I was like, childbirth.
Yeah, that's different. That's a lot to unpack. Like, okay, well, to go to childbirth. I know, like, we both had, like, experiences that were just different than, like, what we expected them to be. Like, yours was a lot, like, more...
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
How would you even describe that? Like, it just really went from, like, one end to the other.
Yeah, literally just both sides of the spectrum. Most holistic, unmedicated, natural way to not feeling anything from my nipple line down and getting cut open.
Your nipple?
Yeah, this is the spinal tap.
I didn't know it was from your
nipple. It goes from nipple line to down.
Wow,
yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. That's why I'm like, I don't feel nothing. Two sides of the spectrum.
Yeah.
Being here and then ending up on a surgical table was wild, wild ride, dude.
Absolutely crazy. Obviously, like, you're a very resilient being.
Oh, thanks. I'm tired of this shit.
I know. I was just talking to Rachel about it, like, it's because, like, I can recognize, like, your resilience, because, like, I, too, and it's just, like, when can I stop?
No, for real.
When can I stop being so resilient? When can I just, like, live this soft life, and be taken care of, and, like, just brunches, and just, like, you know?
We're getting there, slowly but surely.
We are. You know, I'm thinking right now, I absolutely can't wait to know you in, like, 5-10 years. And see, like, what our life is like.
Maybe I'm gonna be late up.
Like, oh, 1,000%.
Do the shift real quick and then come back and be like, you want some shots? Work. Let's do some shots.
Who's gonna do shots?
Huh? I said what I said.
Okay.
5-10 years, be a whole different person.
Me? I'm gonna be taking shots in 5-10 years? Okay.
Especially in my house. I'll, you can be in the spare bedroom.
Okay.
Look at us. Okay. In the spare bedroom. Look at us.
Point is, we are going to be successful in living our best soft lives. The softest.
I have to. I'm tired of this shit.
1,000%. Mm-hmm. We're doing the things now.
Well, yeah.
We're doing the things now. Okay, sorry. To go back to the birth situation, I know that you, like, absolutely love MJ. And I know from, like, the last time that we talked, like, even though you had, like, a really crazy birth, like, that never impacted, like, how you felt about him. How about yourself?
Oh, God. Okay. So, just a quick overview of my birth story. I was 40 weeks in a day. I was here at the birth center just working like normal, contracting, not keeping track of it because it wasn't stopping me in my tracks until towards the end of the day. Then I had my visit. My mom checked. I was only like 2, which is fine. I was still having bloody show all day, consistent contractions just all day. And staying hydrated walking around because that was just my job. Just woo, just a girl just going do-do-do-do-do-do this way and that way. I decided to do a balloon to help things go along, even though I really, looking back on that, I did not have to. That was definitely an external influence from my son's father, just because he wanted his mom to be there, and I wanted her to be there too because she was very helpful. But I definitely could have just waited and let my body do what it does because it was already doing the things. Continue, went home with the balloon, so cervical ripening balloon just
thank you
helps mechanically dilate the cervix, so it'll put saline or just a water balloon on top and at the bottom with sterile saline, and will stimulate the baby's head being on the cervix, so it'll mechanically dilate the cervix and signals, and this help the body get kickstarted. It's not medicinal. It's not medicine. It's just literally a balloon sitting on your cervix. So I had that.
It's quite nice.
It's, yeah, it wasn't too bad, honestly. Went home, the balloon fell out like 4 hours later, which is really, really
very fast.
Quick. And then 2 hours after that, my water broke, took castor oil to keep the contractions going. We're great. We're trucking. I labored in my shower for a bit. Called my doula. She ended up having COVID. Love you, Yvette. And so her backup doula met us here. Got here, I was 6. Great. Continued to labor inside, outside, in the shower, in the tub, doing all the things. He was sunny side up, so his back was to my back. And 2 days later, still trying to get him out.
Crazy.
2 days of active labor. It wasn't just
early.
No, it was 6 contractions. Plus. Yeah. 6 plus consistent contractions. And he just was not. Oh, he just didn't want to come out. I got to a point to where my body just was overly tired, despite me hydrating, eating. Your body could only do so much. So, I got to where I could see his hair. Which was great, but then again, my contractions went from every 2, every 5, to every 15, and we're just sitting here like, what's happening? I'm using everything. The Pronox.
Yeah.
Rachel.
Yeah.
Great.
Doing all her things.
Dude, doing all the things. So great. Such great stamina. Such a great spirit. And then my medical brain came back, and I was like, oh girl, I should have had a baby by now, and I have 3 midwives in front of me, birth assistant, my doula, my partner. What's happening? Even a doula or a midwife from Georgia who was on the phone virtually.
Hilarious.
All the support. But then I was just like, yeah, girl, I'm just going to go to the hospital, get an epidural. My medical brain was like, you just need contractions and for your body to let go completely.
Mm-hmm.
So we drove to the hospital, had 1 contraction on that 15-20 minute drive. Still nothing, really. Got to the emergency department. Not 1 wheelchair in sight. So I had to walk my...
And I know the walk you're talking about, too.
Dude, yes. That's a long walk. Had it's to go walk. Down the hall, to the elevator, up the hall. But yeah. Made it to the hospital. Made it to triage. All the nurses. Majority of the nurses and staff there knew my mom, which was really great because they were really sweet. Two staff that didn't know my mom were trash. But ended up in the epidural. They checked me, and that's a whole nother story within itself, going from all this bodily autonomy
to them asking, just feeling like they're entitled.
I need
entitled,
to check your
yeah.
cervix. No, girl.
Where's first, the question?
You need to ask. Yeah, you
where's
need
the
to
question?
Ask. And you can fire your doctors. I fired mine. So she did that. She checked me. I went from a 10 with the baby's head coming out, so like a +1 with him being low, to him being back up above my pelvic bone, so -1, and my cervix got down to an 8. So I don't know what the hell was going on, but gave him some time. My doctor kept coming in and just trying to push for a C-section, and I'm like, girl, please, like I just want to rest, whatever. I ended up switching doctors because she was a POS, and just talked to me crazy. Piece of shit. and started talking to me crazy. And my mom reminded me, she was my doula, she's my advocate, because you know, they, I don't want her and the doctor battling it out, and she, I'm here with the knowledge whenever you're ready. And so I asked her a second opinion, and that doctor came to me and was like, hey girl, you've done so great. These are what's, this is what's going on. Your water's been broken this long. You're not contracting on your own. We stopped the pit because baby's heart rate didn't like it, and you've been ruptured for this long, blah, 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 blah. The next steps, safest route for both of y'all would be a C-section. And so at that point, I was like, ah, fuck. So yeah, I am getting a C-section. He was great. Turns out he was in there. We, layman's term, catawampus. Medical term is asynclitic, so he was trying to come out from this side of his head instead of the top side, so he was trying to work his way through, and it was all whatever.
Cattywampus.
Catty damn wampus. And so, yeah, having that, going from birth center to hospital C-section, it was a, it was hard, really hard. It felt like a fight just as soon as I got to the damn hospital, which really sucked, but, and I did not stop me from loving him any less. I literally was like, oh my god, like, the doctor was great, my second one was great, because I just told her, like, yeah, like, I really don't want to do this, I know it's the safest route, but I just, like, these are my wishes, please delay cord clamping, and I want to announce the gender, because he was a surprise gender. And so she respected that, she did delay cord clamping. He was on his, he was on that placenta until it stopped pulsating, which was so great. I got to keep my placenta, and I got to announce his gender, which was so damn great. And so even from the jump, him, as soon as he came out of my damn, out of the sunroof view.
I love that.
As soon as he came out of his sunroof view, he, I just head over heels crying. Mind you, I'm on the table. My hands aren't strapped down because the anesthesiologist I had, he was, he worked with my mom.
Yeah, so he let you.
He was so cool. Let me play music, all the things. But I was just shaking, just that visceral response of your body being like, I can't, you can't feel this, but the brain's still working type stuff. But I'm crying, all the things, immediately fall in love with this kid. I know he's doing great. They're selling me up. Then I go back to the room I started in and just gushing over him. Like, oh my God. And my mom finally got to meet. She's just sitting in that room, dude, by herself.
Yeah, just waiting.
Oh my God. It was so great. It was so great having her be there and love on him and all the things. But like, it finally hit me, like, towards, like, maybe the second, maybe the, after, like, the first 24 hours of postpartum, where I was just like, fuck, dude, I feel like I failed. Like, I already can't give this kid, like, the most holistic way of coming out, but, like, he's safe, I'm safe, blah, 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 that's so great, but, yeah, it made me feel like a failure. And I was like, is this gonna reflect how I, ew.
Yeah. Not you, but, like, what even was that? Like, why did you feel, like, I get, like, the idea of, like, oh, like, holistic, that's what I wanted, but, like, why the idea of a failure?
Because everybody else did it, and I feel like I don't know. I don't know. I just felt like, again, we have these expectations for our first time.
Yeah.
Even though we have no idea what we're walking into, I feel like, you know, me knowing more than the average person, me being in birth work, I was like, this is gonna be not a walk in the park, but like, I know what to expect.
Yeah,
I know these things should be happening. And then I really think, and then, you know, thinking back now, I'm like, oh, I should have just gave myself more time. I had these unrealistic expectations, or still had these preconceived, like, notions of, like, this should be done by this time. And seeing our first time mamas now, I'm like, girl, that ain't a thing. You are, like, because society tells you, oh, it needs to be done, this, da, 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 da. As long as you guys are safe, of course, we don't want you being in active labor for as long as I was in active labor, but sometimes your body does need that time. Sometimes you do need a reset.
Yeah.
Yeah, just, I felt like a failure, and also having a partner that was not very
helpful.
Not very helpful at the time. He was helpful during the labor here, but as soon as he got to the hospital, he just completely shut down. Like, I have a video of my mom doing MJ's newborn exam, like, fresh out, like, cutest thing ever, because she's, this is her fucking job. That's her job.
Yeah.
But she's doing it in the hospital, and so the nurse is like, oh, no, yeah, you got it, like, all the things. He's in the background just stone-faced, like, pit. He looks pissed. and he'll forever ruin that damn video for me. Yeah. But that's just how his demeanor was the entire time we're in the hospital. It just became very territorial, very like, why are you touching my baby, and you need to be doing this, or whatever, whatever. So when I finally left the hospital, it was like, you know, he didn't really know what to do. I didn't really know what to do. My mom's the one that got me up to go shower, because birth stank.
It's a thing.
Birth stank, stanking.
Oh my gosh.
So I took a shower, got all the things. I felt great anytime my mom was there. When it was just my partner, it was like, well, I wish we could have done this. I wish we could have done that. And like, what if? So him? It really, for both of us.
Okay.
Yeah, for both of us. I feel like we just bounced off of each other. Right. Like negative, like, well, we should have done this. We should have waited this long. We should have done it. We never should have came here, because, you know, we already knew about the pushback of like our views and ideals of like how we wanted to birth our baby. But, yeah, dude, that was a shitty time. It was a really shitty time, just trying to heal physically from the surgery, being heavily medicated to where I feel like I couldn't even hold my baby all the way, or else I'll fall asleep. Having a partner that
the was emotions. Not
the best. Yeah. And then dealing with just the hospital setting itself of like, oh, he's jaundiced.
Oh my God, please.
Okay, so now you're taking my baby from me even longer because you feel like he has jaundice, even though he's only 0.01 over the norm in his level. His bilirubin levels are just 0.01 over the norm. Okay. So again, more things of like, you're a failure. You can't even breastfeed your baby.
Oh my God.
You can't even keep your baby to where he poops up all this bilirubin, and we're in a room, so I can't take him out into the sun.
Yeah.
I'm medicated and healing, so I can't get up and hold him outside, so.
I hope you don't still feel that way.
Oh, no. Okay. I don't, but I've definitely worked as hard as I have to make sure no one could ever say I'm a shitty mom.
Oh. You? No, never.
Listen, that's my soft spot. That's one thing that could, like, really tear me down to someone being like, you don't watch your kid, or whatever. But,
you're an amazing mother. You know, it's a mother.
Certain person that'll say that, and it's like,
they, Lord, I know. Jesus.
It just takes that one certain person to say that, and then it's like, oh yeah, no, I'm done. I'm broken down, I'm crying, and, like, you know, now I have to work even harder, even though I'm already doing the things.
You're doing...
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
All the things. Like, you are, honestly, you're so hardworking. Stop it. You're so hardworking. You're an amazing mother. Like, you basically run this damn birth center, okay, that we are sitting in right now. Like, you go to school, you make time for your friends, like, you are quite literally doing it all, and I feel like that is, like, so damn impossible.
Thank you.
Not only are you there for your child, but your child absolutely loves you.
He better,
shit. He absolutely he better. Loves you.
Thank you.
Yeah, and even, like, the idea of, like, you, I can get, like, when you're fresh out of, like, a birth that wasn't the way that you wanted it to, like, having the idea of, like, oh, I'm a failure, but it's, like, so much of that wasn't on you. You know what I mean? There are so many other factors and people and things at play that, and even though, like, yes, like, you are this medical professional, like, you still, like, you just don't know what you don't know.
Exactly. There are still variables in so many things. They can be so perfect, or it can just go to shit.
Yeah.
You just have to be ready. And you never know
which one is which. Mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of times where we kind of fuck ourselves, for lack of better words, is like when we start to do things for other people. When it comes to our labor, our birth, and I feel like we see it all the time.
Started from the jump, yeah.
We see it all the time, and that's always going to be, like, the biggest what if like, oh, what if I didn't, like, do this or that?
And I see that with our clients, which it's, like, being in the moment, it's being inside and out. I've seen the inside. The inside, I'm like, I had no clue that it, how much just getting that balloon would just affect. Because I was already doing
it. Seems
the
so insignificant.
Yeah, just little. With what like, was already, I'm already going doing
on. It. Right.
Why not just help out? Like, but then I could have just not.
I think that's the idea, though. Like, you're already doing it.
Yeah.
And there was, like, no reason. But of course, like, and then there's that idea of, like, you have the birth that you're meant to have.
Mm-hmm.
And things happen the way that they need to happen. Lord, for whatever fucking reason, sometimes it's not fair and it does not make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Have you, like, found a way to, like, have peace with, like, the type of birth that you've had?
I feel like my redemption is going to be a redemption birth, but I don't want to have another kid
yet.
I want more babies. I definitely want more babies, but it's really a weird, again, weird expectation. I have already put in my head that I'm going to have a successful VBAC.
Because you are.
If I don't, I'm going to have them take my uterus out.
Shut up.
So I don't have to worry about it ever again.
They're not.
I'm just going to adopt.
I'm absolutely not letting anybody take your uterus out. That's crazy. God. But
because then I can do a VBAC after two C-sections.
You can and you
I
will.
Can.
Yeah.
But
not after two. After one. After one, you're going to have your VBAC.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you're going to do amazing. Because we see people do it all the time. We see people VBAC.
I do. And again, my mom has also, like, listen to her. Love you, mom. Who you have a baby with makes
all the difference.
Huge difference.
All
as
the difference.
Well as he did during the labor, postpartum, it was not, it just, like, I had already known prior to having MJ, like, whoa, this dude is, but I'm already 8 months pregnant. I can't turn back. I want to make this work. Tried my damnedest to make sure that him and my mom were at least cordial. It's just could not. So I should have already known by then, but I was too scared to leave because
8 months pregnant.
8 months pregnant. Yeah. We had this man move to Texas with me.
Mm-hmm.
All these things, just the guilt of all that. But then having him there, having all of this stress from moving from here to here, and then job, money, blah, 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 blah. It all definitely ate me up in my labor. And definitely ate me to death in my postpartum. And if it wasn't for my mom, dude, like, literally would not probably be in a psych.
I'm
Ward.
So glad you're here.
I'm glad to be here too. It's cool or whatever. Get some sunlight, whatever I want.
I hate that you had, like, that experience though.
Oh shit, me too. Because that shit could have been avoided. I just didn't listen to my better. I didn't listen to my.
But so many of us don't.
I know.
It's
and
hard.
It's hard to tell
it's
somebody to
hard
do.
Hard when they. It's like you kind of have to, like, let someone walk through that fire and, like,
next
figure
time
it
I
out.
Do, don't let me.
Well, you're not going to, because so one thing, we've only recently started to, like, get really close, right? But, like, I've known you.
Yeah.
That was, like, the very beginning of, like, when I started to, like, you know, when we came into each other's orbit.
She's so pretty. Why is she crying? Was she the first time I met you? It was a long birth for you. I'm so sorry.
It was actually, it was kind of similar now that you're talking about, like, your experience, like, that birth that I was at. Like,
yes.
It was. It's a huge emotional toll, uh-huh. Like, you know, being there with someone, and it's not, like, it's not a negative thing, like, I'm honored to, like, support families in that way, but,
oh,
like,
yeah.
My thing was, I was being taken away from my baby for a long time,
mm-hmm.
And as much as I wanted to be there for that mom, and I was happy to be there, it was, like, my heart was, like, in two different places, and it was really, really difficult, and so I was kind of, like, mourning the time that I was missing with my child, and then you had saw me, I was crying.
It's like, are you okay? Do you need a hug? You're like, I'm fine.
Just sucked it up.
She literally, that was like, damn. And then went right back to work. I was like, oh, I like her.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I like her, because my ass would still be in the back crying.
No, I'm an emotional gangster. I'm like you. Like, I just had to get it out. And
I'm
also, you're an emotional gangster. And that's
emotional.
What I was trying to get to. That's what I'm going to get to. Like, I will cry it out, and I'm kind of also the same way. I'm like, ew, like, fucking figure it out, like, suck it up, like, just stop, and then keep going. And then from my evolution of, like, knowing you, like, I've seen how hard you've worked at just being, like, just making the right decisions, making the right choices, yeah. Like, doing what's right for you, doing what feels good for you, like, even if it's hard. And I really so much admire that about you, because I feel like that's something that I'm still working on.
Oh, girl, it's... Just know my tolerance for bullshit is at ground zero at this point. So
how can I get mine there?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think being fucked over so many times.
And I don't want that for you either.
I don't want that.
It's been enough. It's already been enough. I don't want it anymore.
I don't want that for you either. You said like I'm a lover girl. I love love. Mm-hmm. I love any aspect of love, flowers, going on, like, any sentimental bullshit, like, yeah. Keeping a picture.
Not
keeping
sentimental bullshit.
I love all the sentimental things. Anything with memories and stuff tied to it, yeah. I'm going to keep, which Same. Is my problem. But I've gotten to a point to where I have to just spare my whatever emotions or tears I have left on what is worth crying for, because I've already cried over plenty of bullshit. I've gone through enough emotional tolls over plenty, again, other stuff that's not even my fault, but I felt like was my fault. Just, I've learned just through being fucked over so many times to just, you don't have to be treated that way. Yeah. And also listening to my mom.
When you have a good mom.
Oh, yeah, when you have a good mom. She's a witch.
You have the best mom.
My mom's a witch.
She is. In a good way. She's a good witch.
She's a good witch.
I don't even think, like, witch is the right word. Like, she's, like, the essence of, like, she just knows things. I don't think all witches know things. I think some witches are just good at practical magic, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That woman, and she's just like, she's a little psychic. She's like,
I think she's psychic.
I think so too.
I think
she's, and I think psychic. You too a little bit.
I am. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie, I have been in touch with my intuition a lot more. Mm-hmm. And definitely just letting it go. But, like, to a point to where, like, I don't go into something. I'm, like, like a dark side. I'm scared to go,
oh,
like,
no,
open.
Just go. Just do it.
No! I'm scared! You know what Annabelle is in town? Of? You know Annabelle's in town now?
Who?
The damn doll, the demon doll.
What do you mean? Why is she in town? What's she doing here?
She's on tour. And they put her downtown.
Why is she on tour?
Baby, I don't know. They told her not to move in. That's what I'm saying. But, like, stuff like that to where it's, like, okay, yes, open. Open up to, like, where it's, like, how it is with my mom. My mom's like, oh, it's in my gut. That's great.
How does she get there, though?
Exactly. She just, I think, just years of wisdom, years of experience. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to get to that point without having to go through as many experiences, but also not tap into something that's dark that can't be turned back. You know what I mean?
I don't think you will. I mean, you could, right?
You could. It's possible. That's just but my
I think
my
it's, like, process. Your intentionality with it, I think, like, is a part of it, like, you just being afraid of, like, meeting, like, the darker parts of yourself?
No. I've met really dark parts of myself, and she's actually kind of fun.
Yeah, that's just your shadow self. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. So, and I don't think there's much more for you to do outside of that. Like, yeah. Your light and your dark self. Literally both the same. One part is just, she was just a little less loved on. She's a little misunderstood.
She's unwell, but she's fun.
She means well. She's unwell, but she means well.
Oh, God.
And you just love on her.
I try my best. I've definitely have done that. Have not suppressed it. That's why I cry so much.
Yeah.
That's why I cry so much. Good. I used to hold it back because I was too scared to cry in front of certain people because it would have, like, repercussions.
Mm.
And I'm not talking about, like, my family. I'm talking about past partners. Mm-hmm. So I have learned to just cry because things are sweet. You can cry about it.
Yeah, just cry.
Just cry.
Just cry, please.
but I definitely, that birth experience was, like, it did not change anything I felt about my son. I love him through and through. And I'm very glad that he came out healthy and is loved on from the jump. And has such a huge and great community, and I felt like I did as well. But at the same time, because of who I was with, I felt very isolated and kind of guilty. So again, who you have a
guilty
baby with?
Guilty about what?
About the way the things went. Guilty about having my mom as a provider.
Are you serious?
Yeah, because of him.
That's insane.
Yeah, it was crazy having her come and, like, obviously she's going to do her postpartum visits at the house anytime she wants because that's her grandbaby and her daughter.
I love that for you.
So having her there and being one of the very first people to meet MJ and all that, and then having MJ's abuelo and abueli, like having his grandparents, his other grandparents there was great. His dad's mom like cooked consistently, but also I don't know, it was she did things to be really helpful, but at the same time like, oh, let's go to Nike at the out or at the quarry or something. I'm a brand new baby. I'm gonna sit here. I was like 5-6 days
postpartum,
and you know, I needed to get up, ambulate, I needed to move my legs a bit, fine, but like going into stores, fuck no. Mm-mm. So I sat in the car,
yeah,
and I waited, but they did that to appease and
right
help their son out,
yeah,
because their son needed to get out, their son needed to do this, that's thing. Crazy. That's their way of making him feel loved, because he needed that so bad. And that's, it's like, I get it, that's what his parents, but like,
so what I'm really hearing is the importance of choosing the right partner, which we were just talking about. Mm-hmm. Like, because they can make or break your experience.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Because, I mean, I feel like we see it all the time. And I feel like I also kind of experienced it as well. Like, when I look back at how my birth experience played out, and like I said, like, it wasn't horrible, but how I ended up where I was, yeah, and the emotional state that I was in. Like, when I was pregnant, the first half of my pregnancy was really great. And then the second half of my pregnancy was really horrible. Mm. And it was just, like, the emotional, mental state that I was in. I was very much, like, not well because I had found out that my ex-husband was cheating on me. And that just, like, just...
Why is that a thing during all their pregnancy?
I don't know. I really don't know. But... And what's interesting is, like...
It was just messages. Please don't piss me off.
Don't piss me off, because that's exactly what he said. I think spiritually, yes. Like, gross. Spiritually, yes. So
sad for us.
What's interesting is, like, when I had found out that that was happening, I got symphysis pubis dysfunction. I was perfectly fine. And then all of a sudden, my hips were killing me. They were absolutely killing me and didn't go away until after I gave birth. But, like, I was in such a not okay state for the rest of my pregnancy that I feel like it robbed me so much of, like, that time in my life that should have been joyful. So how you talk about, you know, wanting like a redemptive birth. Mm-hmm. I want a fucking redemptive pregnancy.
Oh, word. I can see that.
Yeah.
But the community you have now, I can definitely see that being very easy.
Yeah.
And also, we're going to interrogate the fuck out of your next partner.
As you should.
So.
And because I know he's going to be a great person, it's going to be okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how I feel about my boyfriend.
Yes.
Right now.
Yeah. I didn't even have to interrogate him, and granted, I'm not, like, I'm protected over you, but I'm not as protected over you as, you know, Tyler and Alex and your mom, because they were there. They were there and they were in it with you and, like, those other partners, like, were in your life. But for me, like, in an intuitive sense, when I had met, like, your current partner, I was just like, yeah, you're cool. You're good. I didn't get not one bad feeling. It actually is like one of those, and I feel like this is like one of my special powers, where like I can meet someone or I can talk to someone and they're telling me like they want to do something, and I just have like an like a very strong intuitive sense of like, yes,
yeah,
that makes sense, you should be doing that, I can see that, I can feel that. And so when I saw you two together, I was just like, yes, that makes sense. And I didn't have no questions after that.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem.
Now get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Dude, I just feel safe.
Yeah.
I feel safe, loved, nurtured. Like, we are still not where we want to be in life. And I feel like that's perfectly fine because we obviously have very similar goals.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a lot of we and not like, I need to do this and so I can do this. It's
that's really
like,
beautiful.
And yeah, I'm just, it's been so great. So I've been like, you want to have a kid? Later. Because the way this IUD is, she ain't
not the IUD going to be on the baby's back.
Do not. Oh, God. There is a 0.08% chance of that happening,
what
which means
chances?
8 in every 1,000 births with the IUD I have.
Crazy.
That happening. And it's worked for Denise for the past 10 years. So it's going to work for me until I decide to pull her out. And that's going to take effort. But he went from not wanting any more kids because he has a son that's a day younger than mine. Had babies at the same time, which is so crazy.
Crazy.
So we basically, us coming together as a family in the future, we're going to have twins. So having a kid immediately is not in our
immediate
goal point. It's not.
Yeah.
No, but he went from not having wanting to have any more kids because his previous experience
right.
with his child's mother to like, I'd have one with you.
I'd have one with you too.
Oh, we're...
No, but it's just like it takes being with the right person and
absolutely.
Recognizing like, oh shit, like the reason why I didn't want this before is because I was just with the bad person.
Yes.
I wasn't with the right person.
Mm-hmm.
And then realizing like, oh, there's somebody out there who can love me for as I am.
And I don't have to teach them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to tell you to hold my hand or like, I don't have to tell you to love me. Like, but I said, oh, just
right now. Right now!
You see that? Just, it's empty. Fill it up.
Oh my gosh.
Something. You know, he's great. I love him so much. And he loves me too. So.
Now you, lift your head up, okay? You're so cute. Such a lover girl. Such a lover girl.
And I found my lover boy, which has been really great. And yeah.
Yeah.
He's helped me. I'm still technically like 3 years postpartum. And so.
Would you consider?
Mm-hmm.
What do you consider like still being in postpartum? Do you feel like you're still postpartum?
Yeah.
What does that mean for you?
I mean, still post learning how to be a mom.
Okay.
Yeah. Still trying to figure things out with. Because again, I've worked in childcare for well over a decade. So I know like what the developmental milestones are and. What to look for and testing and all this blah 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 blah. But having my own.
But you're always gonna be
different.
Watching him learn and figuring him out and figuring out motherhood. So do you feel like you're always gonna be postpartum?
Yeah. It's like Letty's like, yeah, I'm 15 years postpartum.
Wow, that's so funny.
Because she's never had a teenager before.
Yeah.
So she's still postpartum. She's still going through the motherly things and still learning as she goes. And you know, you have examples. You have like I've had my parents and seen how they've raised all of us and all that, but yeah, I'm still learning how to raise a 3-year-old.
True.
Postpartum, still trying to. I mean, and even then, like I feel like it took a while for me to recover and feel more like myself because of how my immediate postpartum was.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like. I used to run. I used to go to the gym.
Right.
I was a solid, slim, thick 180 before I got pregnant. Then I got pregnant and obviously it worked out less, did a lot less things. Postpartum, I felt like a giant blob.
Mm.
I feel like that's very normal, but you still just
like
feel
a temporary.
Gross.
Yeah.
You just still feel gross. I was also breastfeeding.
Yeah.
So my body was not my own.
Right.
MJ decided to stop breastfeeding at 11 months, which, you know, helped me a bit, especially because at that time we decided to go to Massachusetts for one of his two first birthdays.
And I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, and so because I wasn't breastfeeding anymore and he was kind of on like this, like a formula until he was able to do whole milk and had a bit more freedom, I got dressed up and my makeup went out. And as soon as we got back to San Antonio, had a second birthday, I was like, oh yeah, I'm back in the gym.
Yeah.
I'm back in the gym. I feel like it took a year for me to get back to a point to where now I can start feeling like myself.
Okay, because that's what I was going to ask. Mm-hmm. So you felt like it took like about a full year for you to be like, all right, I'm back. I'm about to be back.
Yeah, even then it was MJ's decision to stop breastfeeding. I wanted to keep going.
Yeah. I wonder, like, because that actually makes sense. I stopped breastfeeding Sasha at like 9 months, and it wasn't really fully my choice, but it just ended up being that way. Mm-hmm. And that's around the time when I started to feel kind of, like, back to myself again. I wonder if it's just, like, the lending of your body mm-hmm. to a tiny human. And kind of, like, being, I don't want to say, like, being their slave, but, like, being their indentured servant.
Yes. Come on, correct. Come on, terminology.
I don't even know if that's correct either. just being in servitude to a tiny human, and it prevents you from, like, just feeling.
Yeah.
Like, yourself. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Because then every time you take a drink, anytime you eat, oh my god, it's gonna
that's true. My milk. Oh that's my so god. True. Yeah. And that yeah. makes it's like whenever I have another baby, like I want to breastfeed my baby for at least like a year, but I don't yeah. want to wait a whole year to feel like I'm getting back to myself. Like I want to feel like that sooner, god damn it. But yeah. it's like I understand, like it's you really are lending yourself to a tiny human in that time frame.
I feel like second time around though, we are gonna know and do better. Yeah. So it's going to be a lot.
It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah. I feel like second time around, it's going to be a lot more of that because we do have a lot better understanding of how to raise a tiny human, mm-hmm. how to breastfeed, how to support, where to get support, mm-hmm. all the things. Like, it's just, I feel like we are setting ourselves up for success for the next one. And even if things don't go the way they go, we know how to, again, coordinate and move through that. In a healthier way than last time.
Yes.
Being first time moms with brand new brand new babies and like, why do I feel like this?
Yeah.
I don't need medication. Sometimes. Most
might
of the time.
Mind a little something.
Need, if not medication, supplements.
Yeah. Yeah.
Supplements in some way, somehow. Do not neglect yourself. Do not neglect your body. Self-care is huge. Yes, you're going to feel that mom guilt. Fucking feel it and then go get your toes done.
Still live your life, please.
Please go get your damn
toes. I always tell people, I'm like, please take a shower.
Oh my god.
Take a shower.
I haven't bathed in 2 days.
Girl, if you don't go.
Damn baby into the shower with
right,
you.
Put them in a little, that little damn bouncer
nah,
thing.
No, baby, I'm holding on.
Oh, in the shower.
Baby.
You could do that too.
Me and MJ used to shower all the time together. I didn't give a damn.
If you need to, yes, that's step one. If you really need to take a shower, bring the baby with you. Number two is if you can just put the baby in like a little bouncer something. Or something while they're still not mobile, do that and take your shower. Number three is if your partner is home, hand that baby to your partner and go take your shower. My ex would make me feel so bad about taking a shower.
He'd be like,
can you hurry up, please? And I'm like, it's been 5 fucking minutes. Like, you can't just figure it out.
Nope.
That's insane. And so my shower wasn't even peaceful.
It's that person.
I couldn't even be peaceful taking a shower.
A lot of dads, a lot of great people. Doesn't have to be a dad. Great partners. Know how to make it work.
Yeah.
They're very selfless.
Because they're not a shit.
They're not neglecting themselves either, but they're also trying to make it work because they know how important it is to you. Mm-hmm. And that should be, like, number one. Before you have a baby with somebody, make sure they're selfless. Make sure they know
yeah. what just brings a good you joy. Human being.
Yeah.
Because yes.
me, I love the shower. I'm a grown adult. And I pay the water bill, and I will sit in that shower till it turns cold.
Yeah.
Yeah. My son is the same way now. He loves his showers.
I mean, you are a triple water, so.
No, I am a triple water. Golly, that's why I cry so much. But no, like, postpartum, me and MJ, I have videos of me and MJ, like, fresh out the shower. He in a towel, aww. I'm in my robe, and I'm like,
oh,
he's all of this big, just aww. Like, girl, what are we doing? I'm like, we're taking a video.
I love
fresh
it.
Out the shower. Because we would spend so much time in the shower, the shower would turn into a bath, and then turn into a shower again.
Yeah, yeah. Amazing. That's hot water for days. No hot water.
Yes, it was a great apartment until it wasn't.
Yeah, I remember you talking about that. Okay, so I was saying take a shower. You were saying, what was it?
Go get your damn toes done.
Go get your nails done. Go get your toes done.
I know you don't want to be separated from your baby. Then have somebody hire a postpartum doula or somebody that you trust. There's a lot of families that just don't have the support or the financial withstanding. I get it to do postpartum doulas.
Ask for help.
But, yeah, you have a friend or somebody to just sit there and just, even if they come to get their toes done with you or just sit there next mm-hmm. to you. Like, me and my mom used to get our toes done together, and mm-hmm. she would have that boy wrapped in her shirt. And I'd be like, oh, duh.
Yeah.
Like, I'm chilling. Yeah. I'm chilling. As soon as he starts squirming, she's like, don't look at me. Oh. Get up. Don't worry about us.
That is so her.
No, literally, your mom, your chest tucked in. All you see is his face like this, just right here.
Oh my gosh. She's like, in her bosom.
Literally, getting her toes done.
Yeah.
And then on her phone, and I'm just like, okay.
Yeah.
It's really hard to say okay. It's really hard to just take it. It's so hard. Because you want to do the damn things.
No, but you need it. Because it was never meant for us to do alone anyways, right? Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you have your mother there, like, I hope you know, like, how much of a beautiful privilege that is.
Yes.
So loving, you know, and, like, helpful. And, like, she's just there.
Yeah.
It's so beautiful.
And if you can't, if you don't have that, again, community, in some type of way, it is okay to ask for help, especially if you're mm-hmm. struggling. Like, I know it's hard as shit because I'm missing, I-N-D-E-P-E-N-D-E-N-T. You know what that means. That was me. I did everything. Maybe even to this day, still Miss Independent. It's having a man open my door. I'd be like, what you do? Oh, okay. Thanks. I'm like, why are you doing that?
Oh my God, right. Please.
It's true. It's okay. And again, it's that fucking mom guilt that mom guilt postpartum, just even if the delivery went exactly how you went, now I have to breastfeed. Oh my God, breastfeeding's not going how I want it to go. I need to figure this out on my own. Mm-mm. No, you don't. We've learned better. We know better. Especially first-time moms. I'm not making any milk. You're on day two. You're not going to. Your baby's stomach is itty-bitty.
I mean, you are making milk, but you're not.
Oh, yeah. You're not making, like, 9 ounces after the first 2 days.
Because your baby doesn't need 9 ounces.
Your baby does not need 9 ounces. But there is help. Opening space for it. It's that damn mom guilt.
It's crazy. Even people who have the most support. But I feel like that in itself, like, so many people, they need support and they don't have it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm grateful that I have, like, the support now. Like, I have, like, a beautiful community. Yes. You know what I mean? It's really wonderful.
Just waiting for the day for you to be like, hey, I'm pregnant. Whatever I'm doing that month, clear it out. I'm gonna be at your birth.
Oh my God. I can't wait. It's gonna be so nice.
I'm
so
excited. I'm not trying to put a baby on you. I'm sorry.
No, I know you're not. Because, I mean, it's impossible right now. That's not happening.
Well, okay.
It's not.
I will. I'm so frustrated. I'm just saying, I'm ready when you are.
I'm ready when you are.
Oh, God.
Okay. So you see what I'm saying then. Right. Exactly. But, yeah, it's like, and even, like, doing this podcast, like, I'm hoping that, like, these kinds of, like, conversations,
mm-hmm.
if somebody doesn't have a community the way that we have a community, they can find, like, community in this.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Because a lot of people don't know that, I mean, like I said, a lot of people don't know you can fire your doctor. A lot of people don't know that.
Crazy. Because you can.
You can. They work for you.
So, the topic is, in this part, like, of firing your doctor, and how you kind of, like, you already knew, but, like, stepping from going from the birth center to the hospital, that lack of, like, autonomy, how mm-hmm. it just switches over so instantly.
Yeah.
And how it's just, like, kind of like it's a given. It's insane to me, and I don't think a lot of people are aware that, like, when you step into a hospital space, you are giving up your autonomy, and you have to fight for it.
Yeah, like, they know better for you.
Yeah.
But they don't.
Yeah, and they're kind of judging you, mm-hmm. them being, like, the staff of, like, oh, who do you think you are to say no, to demand what you want, to ask for this, to ask for that, and it's like, first of all, you're paying for the service.
You are paying them or your insurance. Either way, you're paying your insurance.
And you're paying that. And so you can absolutely fire your doctor, your nurse. Hopefully you don't have to, but you said prayers up.
Prayers up that you don't have to fire
them. Yeah.
So Mama was pissed.
Oh.
Mama was pissed. And I was like, I want a second opinion.
Your mom, when I'm in a hospital birth, that woman is so... I'm trying to find the word for it.
Lit.
She's lit. Like, she is on fire, cannot cool her down. Like, I remember the last time that I had a transfer, and mm-hmm. she was, like, on the phone. She was, like, she was listening to the doctor. She was, like, and tell him, blah, 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 blah. And I was, like, Nikki. And she's, like, don't call me Nikki. I was, like, Sabrina, I need you to calm down.
take a breath, Sabrina.
She's like, I'm not making him. I'm like, okay, I need you to calm down because I can't hear you and him at the same time. Like,
he was full of shit, though.
He was, you know, horrible. Just
did you throw something? I did. Oh, hell.
I threw my ring.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
That's how mad I was. What a fucking dick.
Yeah, he was full of shit. And yeah, that he wasn't treating the patient. He was treating like the condition.
He was treating his ego. But even, okay. Oh, yeah, let's be for real.
She literally went in there and was like, I want an epidural. And he's like, but what if you get a fever, bitch?
Don't piss me off.
Did I ask about the fucking fever? Can I get this needle in my back that y'all be begging? Y'all be. Yeah, he was a piece of shit.
Yes. Yes.
But yeah. When you know better, you do better. You know, like, man.
And I feel like that's the hard part, that so many people have to find out the hard way first.
Yeah.
To figure out, like, okay, like, I want to do it differently.
You're not taught, though, either.
Well, sometimes you could tell them until you're blue in the face, like, oh, you should do this. Oh, you should look into that. Oh, you should hire this person. Oh, you should. And, like, they're like, oh, but I feel like I want to do this. And it's like, you have to respect where they are in that time in their life. Well, just for them to come back a few months later and be like, I had this experience. It was so horrible. They did this. They did that. And, like, I want to do things differently next time. And it's like, I'm so sorry. You have to have that experience to come to that conclusion.
We've had a lot of people just transfer because of their shitty experience at their OBs.
Good. Yes.
Not saying that all OBs are shitty.
No, they're not.
There's really great ones. But when it comes to the whole standard of being an OBGYN, a lot of what they're taught is surgery.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of what they're taught is, you know better than the client knows or the patient knows. But there is a change coming to it. It's very slow, but there is a change coming to it.
I've seen it, yeah. Again, like OBs are surgeons by trade.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, like, you've been seeing your gyno for like 9 years and they're great, and now you're pregnant and you have this relationship with them, and so you want to continue. Please. They may be a fabulous gynecologist. That does not mean that they are a fabulous OB.
I would like for my OBs to be trained in breech birth so we wouldn't have clients coming to us saying they want to cut me open because my baby's butt first.
That would be wonderful. I feel like, how much do you feel like that would change the cesarean rate? Just like, get like a hot guess.
Maybe at least, definitely at least 5%. Like, nationally, definitely at least 5%, 5 to 10. A lot of it's just really based on comfort. There's even midwives that don't do breech births.
Yeah,
there's
midwives that don't do breech births. Who don't do breech births if they're a primate.
Yes. Because
they have a, what's it called? It's like a, it's called a, not a, something about a, something pelvis. An unproven pelvis. Unproven, I think that's what pelvis. It's called. Something like that.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I can see it. We highly recommend, at this point, we require for first time moms for them to have a doula, baby head down or not. But that's just because they've never done it before, and
you just don't know what you don't know. Yeah, but
we've had first time moms have babies, but first,
amazing.
Just boom, and we're like, whoa,
amazing,
so great. But again, they had doulas. So
okay, yeah, and I don't know.
They
like,
had doulas.
There's so many different factors too at the same time. Mm-hmm. Like, so when I became pregnant, I was not a doula. I didn't have a doula. I did have midwives. I remember my midwives telling me, like, oh, you should hire a doula. So I was, like, looking them up. And I saw the prices, and I was like,
nope. Yeah.
And it's not that I didn't think that they were worth the investment, because obviously I'm a doula. But I was already paying for midwives, and it just wasn't, like, an expense that I was, like, really expecting. You know what I mean? And so, but, like, if I could go back, I would absolutely have a doula at my birth. Like, I would find the money. Like, I would, I'd be looking under the couch, like, 10 cents, perfect. It's going towards my doula
fund. Payment plans?
Yeah.
You take credit? Okay.
Crazy.
I'll pay my credit card off.
Yeah.
And then again, there's great doulas and there's not so great doulas. Mm-hmm. So, like, if you really, like, you find the person that works for you, it's just gonna add up. You find the person that works for you, provider-wise, support-wise, all that stuff, partner-wise.
Partner-wise. Say it again.
It all just adds up. Just making the best decision.
Absolutely.
Trusting your gut.
You gotta be so intentional. My God. Very intentional.
And it's that way, too, with being a fucking mom.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Dude.
Yeah. If you want to do it well. If you want to do it well.
Oh, my God. And then being a single mom and finding a partner, that, too, was also like, does this feel right? Because I've had a partner, like, involved in MJ's life. Yeah. And, like, it didn't sit right the way that he was talking to him. Like, you know, I get...
You talking about the last one?
No. No, he was really sweet. He was sweet.
Yeah.
He just had some stuff he had to work out, and I was just like, man.
Yeah.
I'm okay.
Yeah.
No, it was a while ago, but he kind of also jumped. We kind of also jumped into a relationship. Not super fast, but, like, it was a lot of love bombing. Mm-hmm. A lot of love bombing, and, you know, I'm a love girl or something, whatever, but.
Because, like, why wouldn't you want to love bomb me? Exactly. Like, I'm great.
I'm deserving of love.
1,000%.
But he, just the way that he talked to MJ, like, kind of like, not a fan of this. The way that my partner now speaks to MJ, I'm like, oh, he's a dad.
He's a dad.
He's a dad.
And not even just that he's a dad, but he's a good dad. Because just because you have a kid does not mean that you're a good dad.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. Yeah. He knows that too. Yeah. He knows how to be, how not to be a shitty stepdad. Mm-hmm. And then even then, our parenting styles are different. So at times I feel like, oh damn, like I'm just not as assertive as he is. Like, fuck.
Well,
like,
also he's a man.
That too, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so we've had a discussion like our parenting styles. So I'm like, dude, like, am I not doing enough? Like, again, trying to fucking deal with being 3 years postpartum. Like, am I not doing enough? Because his parenting style is different. But he's also prior military, so he's a bit more like, boom, boom. And I'm like, you need a hug. But I have those moments where I'm like, nah, you need to get your ass up.
You do. That's also that's the ruggish thuggish in you.
Yes, but he has it more. He has more of that than I do. I'm definitely like the take a deep breath. Mm-hmm. Do you want to talk about it? Do you need a hug? And then I get to a point where I'm like, well, we're past that point. Give me your ankle. We're going to dip out. But he's just quick to be like, you're crying. I think we're done now. We're done now. It's okay. We're done. And MJ's like, oh.
So, not saying that there's anything wrong with that, right? But, like, if we're talking about in the context of, like, raising young boys to turn into young men who are still in touch with their emotions, do you feel like that is there's still space for MJ to, like, feel the feels? And then, but also, because I do that to Sasha, like, after it's been a certain amount of time, if she's still crying, I'm like, girl, let's wrap this up.
Yeah,
if it's been, like, 10 minutes, I'm like, let's
cut
wrap it
cameras.
Up.
Cut the cameras.
We're done. No. And she'll do the same. She'll be like, and I'm like, that's all I had to say. But it's like, I want to give you space to feel your emotions.
Absolutely.
But at some point, it just gets a little ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, please stop.
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah, he's definitely helped me reel it in a bit, because I'll let him just keep crying.
Yeah.
And it's not like, oh, the cry it out method. I'm going to let that nigga cry. I'm going to let him cry it out. just let him cry it out. And, you know, as soon as he's done, I'll tell him, whenever you're done.
You do that.
I'll be here.
Yeah.
I'm ready whenever you're ready.
I don't ever feel like he cries too long, though.
Yeah. I don't either.
Yeah.
But
sometimes be dragging it.
He drags it, and, like, loudly. And so, for my partner, who has a son a day younger, who obviously has been hand-in-hand in raising him since he was born, despite him and his mother, or his son's mother, not being together, he's a lot more quiet. Mm-hmm. He's a lot more, I'm going to cry, but then it's over within like 30 seconds. He's just a lot more boom, boom, boom.
Seems very efficient.
It does, but at the same time, I'm like, have you ever hugged him? He's hugged him. He's hugged him. He's loved on him. Yeah, but like, to comfort him, he doesn't take the time. He doesn't take as much time to like stop and like, hey, what's going on? Why and are you crying? And
that's the balance mm-hmm. of you and him.
Yes.
And...
Yeah. And I've asked this son before, too, because we went hiking. And he was frustrated because he's not as, like, adventurous as MJ. MJ will mm-hmm. jump on this tree stump. He'll jump up off these rocks. He'll jump down the stairs.
Yeah. Yeah.
My partner's son is not the same. He's, like, hand. Like, he needs my aww. Hand guidance. He's super cute, but he got really frustrated. And I was like, are you okay? Do you need a hug? Mm-mm. And this little like, angry friend, mm-mm. Aww. I'm like, oh, okay, well, are you ready? And he'll just start walking. I'm like, oh, that's easy. But I still open the opportunity for a hug. He ain't want no damn hug.
He'll probably take it at some point. He like might. Once he recognizes, like, this is an offering that I can take. Mm-hmm. And actually, you know what? I think I do want a hug. Like, yeah. Yes, I'll take that. Like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. My partner says that his mom, like, well, the baby's mom will be a lot more lenient. Affectionate, loving, mm-hmm. all that stuff, but he's going from this household to this household.
Of course, it's hard as opposed to
having a combined household.
That's like code switching. You ever yeah. think about that? Like, yeah. I recognize that, like, Sasha growing up in two different houses, because she is, mm-hmm. she probably has to code switch a little bit, you know? Like, yeah. I would hope not too much, but I do recognize, like, in the first day that she comes back home with me after she's been with her dad for a week, she'll accidentally call me daddy. She's like, daddy, and I mean, mommy. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yeah, girl, what's up?
It's MJ too, though.
Yeah.
Midi, I'm not your midi.
Yeah.
Papa, I'm not nope. your great grandpa.
Almost please, there.
Please.
But not quite.
Not quite. Yeah, but yeah. Yeah. It's, yeah. I'd be trying my very best still to you're this day. That's why I'm like, yeah, I'm 3 years postpartum, dude. Like, I'm still,
you're so we're still great.
Figuring this shit out.
You're forever going to be figuring it out, and you do it so well. I feel like. I've only had, like, one mom friend, because I really don't, like, be around people who I just don't feel like are not good people mm-hmm. or good moms. And I've only had one mom friend who I've thought, where I'm like, damn, you're kind of, like, not a good mom. Yeah. And I'm not friends with her anymore, you know? So it's like, I can't be around people who are not good to their yeah. children.
Oh, yeah. That's really hard, because anybody, what can you say about somebody raising their by somebody and somebody else's children.
If somebody told me I wasn't a good mom, I'd be like, bitch, excuse me?
Oh, I'm crying. I'm gonna cry.
I'd be like, what do you mean?
I'm gonna cry. And tell me the ways so that I can learn better. Because, like, what?
There's no way. There's no universe. I wish there's
somebody
no...
fucking would tell me I'm not a good mom.
I would just be like, that's not true. Like, if somebody told me that, I'd be like, you're obviously mistaken.
Yeah. Because
like, you're not talking about me. I don't know what you're talking about, but like, it's not me.
Let me know how the ways. I need this do you in think APA I'm a good mom? Format. Absolutely, you're a wonderful mom. Alrighty, don't play with me. I told you this on Mother's Day.
You did you? Play. Oh, you did. You did.
I did. You played.
Like a week ago. Literally a week ago.
Every time I see you now, hi, you're a great mom.
Thank you. I do love Sasha's happy, dude. Yeah, she is.
Sasha's very happy. She's so fucking funny.
She's hilarious.
The way she was on you on this couch during Mother's Day, I was like, she knows exactly what
she was annoying the fuck out of him. She knew it.
And she knows, yeah.
She's just like her dad, like that. No, like, she's just like her dad. Like, he would intentionally annoy me. She does the same exact thing.
Because there's all this space. There's an entire fucking backyard and front yard.
Why are you on me?
Why are you
up my nose?
Why are you on this? Do you want to go back into my uterus?
Right.
Get out.
Why are you on my cervix? Please.
You're not going stop. Back in here. You've already been at that point. Get out of here.
She did tell me that one day. She was like, she was probably like 3. She's like, mommy, I wish I could go back inside you. And I was like, no, thank you. No, thank you.
Let's we're good. Unpack that.
Yeah, I'm like, we're good. We're good.
Why do you want to go back in there, friend?
I don't know. I don't know what she was on. But anywho, we'll wrap up. This has been such a good conversation.
Absolutely. I didn't cry as much. Woo!
Crying is good. We like crying. So annoying.
I'm an emotional being, okay?
So. It's so funny because you always talk about how, like, you're so emotional. I've only seen you, like, cry, like, maybe 3 times, and each time it's always just, like, it's, like, a little bit.
What, really?
It's, like, a little bit.
Oh, dude, I'd be crying. I cried at Tyler's graduation this morning.
That's your baby.
She freaking walked the stage. Before she even walked the stage, I was like, I'm just so excited for her. And just think about it. This is going to be my son in like 15 years.
Oh my God.
This is going to be me in 3 months.
Just, okay. I see how the tears, yeah, because I'm like, I wouldn't have even made those connections at all. I've just been like,
I made all of them. I made all the connections. I was like, this is just such a momentous occasion. I just like, I'm really excited for people. And so I get emotional.
Are you a Scorpio, Cancer, and a Pisces? Like all three? Not you with tears in your eyes. Take this tissue. Oh my God. That is hilarious. Oh okay, my gosh. I
can't get much today. That's
it's
my,
okay.
My tears are like, girl, here we go again.
It's okay. Oh my God. Anyways.
I'm already, see, I'm emotional thinking back on it.
I'm like, ew. No.
I'm so pleased when I graduate and I get to the thing. I already know I'm going to have the tissues
you're
in my pocket.
You're not even going to be able to walk across the stage. I'm going to have to see.
Dude, they're like, I'm going to make sure whoever does my makeup that day sets my shit to the gods.
Yes.
Because if I don't catch my tears, it's going to ruin my face and it's going to ruin my pictures and I'm going to be pissed. But I'm also going to be super excited because I'm finally going to be done.
As you deserve, man. Ah, it's been a journey. I'm so proud
yeah,
of you.
Dude. Talk about a journey. Yes.
So proud of you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. I'm proud of you as well. If you don't take my dick, okay. Imagine.
Sorry. I'm like, I don't know. What have I done?
Let me love you, dude.
I'm not supposed to say.
Let
I haven't done anything.
Let me love you.
You can always love
what
me.
What do you mean you haven't done nothing?
I mean, not like you. Different.
Are you kidding me? A free birth prep class? For Black Maternal Health Week, podcasting, raising Sasha sassy ass,
you
dealing
right.
with
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
dealing with Sasha Danny.
Yes, thank yeah. you.
And still showing up for all these moms.
I try.
Still showing up for the moms too that you know whose partners are pieces of shit.
I feel like I don't have a lot of those. Thank God, because I don't know if I'll be able to.
You don't have
to.
A lot, but you definitely have. I remember the ones you do have.
Oh, yeah, there's a couple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you still show up.
Yeah. I love this work. Mm-hmm. It's good work. And I'm grateful for you guys, because I really don't think I would be able to do this work without y'all. It's such, like, a grounding force, like, when you have, like, more difficult births, to be able to come back to a space like this.
Yes.
And, like, be rejuvenated.
Realize it's not always like that.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm very grateful.
Same.
All right, y'all. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Unlearning Motherhood. Wow. That was really good. Thank you for joining, Dom.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, brother.
Hell yeah, brother. I don't give a damn about nothing to die.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. Texas through and through. God bless it.
Oh my God. See you guys next time.
Bye.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.